to the park. This little boy and his father are in the park, and there's these two dogs in the corner, and they're fucking. And I remember I asked my dad, I said, Dad, what are they doing? He says, well, they're making a puppy, son. Later that evening, I was walking down the hallway. I walked by my parents' room. I saw my dad on top of my mom, and I said, Dad, what are you doing? He says, we're making a baby. I said, turn her over. I want a puppy. And I'm glad I have a boy because my uncle has three daughters. They're all in high school. He has not slept in 5 years. Every time he closes his eyes, he has a dream of a boy pulling up in a van that says Muff Diver. Kid's got a t-shirt on it that says Making Bacon. You know, is your daughter home? I think it's harder bringing up a boy than it is a girl, because let's face it, girls are people. Boys aren't. But we're proud of it. Example. Remember those slumber parties as a kid? You go to a girl slumber party. You got 12 girls. They all got their jammies on. They're all arm in arm in the same bed talking about hunks. They're calling them up, hanging up, and just giggling. They got pizza. They got fudge. They got brownies. They're on diets. They got a poster of David Cassidy and the Monkees. They're calling up hunks, hanging up, and just giggling. They got their hair in curlers, fingernail polish on at midnight. They're wearing lipstick. They're making ice cubes out of Tracy's training, bro. They're calling up hunks, hanging up, and just giggling. And when they fall asleep, bless their hearts, all 12 of these girls are arm in arm in the same bed. It's a very beautiful thing. They go to a boy slumber party. They're farting. On purpose. One kid wants to light him. Because his dad showed him how. The sleepy kids have their fingers in warm water. When they fall asleep, it's 10 feet away from each other. Don't nobody touch me, queers. Back off, fag bait, back off. I could never understand why little boys call each other queers. I mean, you're 10 years old. I was never at a slumber party where a bunch of kids were like going, shh, okay, listen. Let's wait till Billy falls asleep. And then we'll fuck him. But guys do brag. You ever read those letters of Penthouse Forum? That'll prove it to you. There's some sick individuals out there. These letters are so graphic and unbelievable. You don't even want to touch the pages and shit. He did what? The who? Where? When? It was plugged in the monsoon season? Are you kidding me? Shit. These letters are so graphic and unbelievable. It's everything pleasant. It's everything like, it was our honeymoon night. Nancy and I made passionate love. I hope we live happily ever after. No! These letters are always written by some guy who lives in a closet in a commando outfit. His letters are always like, I unleashed my blood-gorging, pulsating, throbbing hunk of 12-inch love sausage and gently plowed into her waiting honey pot. What's a honey pot? What's this guy fucking, Yogi Bear? This guy, hey, boo-boo. Bigger than the Everest Bear. Oh, Yogi, I don't think we should. When I says, what are you doing eating pizza out here? You got no underwear on. She said, keeps the flies off the pizza. All right, back off, back off. They all can't be gems, goddammit. I got rid of her, too. I'll never forget the first night we made love. That was a special night. She had a pair of leather pants on. Oh, I don't think the cow wore them that tight. But we made love that night. It was a very special night. It was 3 o'clock in the morning. I had a teeny apartment in a very quiet residential neighborhood. But we started riding the old baloney pony. We were slamming some fucking ham, goddammit. Her head came up, her eyeballs bulged out of her head, and she started screaming, "I'm coming, soldier! I'm coming!" Oh, shut up. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. I live in an apartment in a very quiet residential neighborhood. Well, she's doing this for 40 minutes. She's buffing the fucking helmet, ladies and gentlemen. She's got that German soldier marching down. Her head came up, her eyeballs bulged out, and she's screaming, "I'm coming, I'm coming!" I looked out in the front lawn, I got 10 neighbors out there. Make her come, goddammit, make her come! I gotta be at work at 6:30, make her come! I got 2 kids, wanna know where she's going, make her